Everybody still ready? Timer, are you ready? In 3, 2, 1, go!
Let's see, 8 total teams here. A team from Sitka, there is a team from Hoonah, and there's a homeschool team from Juneau, and then that would be 5 teams from Thunder Mountain. And really, we're trying to get more teams in Southeast, but it depends on teachers and schedules in their school. But it's a great competition for kids who are interested in programming or engineering. We send 3 teams out of this competition to the state competition, and that's in February, mid-February, at Chugiak High School. And then if you win there, you go on to, I believe it's nationals and then world competition.
We're Team Brobots, Brobots Plus One, so, yeah. Mainly our team is mostly boys, but then we have a girl on our team, so she's the plus one, so.
Genetic Advantage, we're the all-girls team. It has a measuring tape that has a hook on it, and the hook hooks onto the top bar on the mountain, and basically just pulls itself up. And we have a whole bunch of gears that helps it try and stay up there. And so it hangs, and it works most of the time. It's named Humpty Dumpty because, once upon a time it hung on a wall, and then it fell off the wall, and it rolled a couple of times, and then we put it back together, and it works now. So.
I don't really like taking notes. I don't like studying. And despite being good at them, I don't like tests. With robotics, we're basically, it's like, here's a big box of parts, here's a thing that you need to do, find a way to make a thing that can do the thing.
There's a ton of different ways to score points, and they want them to build really different robots, so the robots reflect all the different scoring methods. They also get points for being able to climb this mountain, which for people looks fairly easy, but for a robot to do, it's pretty hard, especially whenever you're adding on new parts, it's adding weight. The whole idea this year is they wanted it to be thematic. Robotics is so important for the search and rescue groups and industry, and so to have these kids thinking a little bit about the design elements that go into search and rescue robots.
Well, there's a 50-50 chance we could go to state, so the odds are pretty good of winning. Just a challenge in my mind. Trying to expand my knowledge and stuff. It's both. It's the building and programming. Because if you don't have a programmer, your robot's not going to move. And if you don't have a builder, you're not going to have a robot to program. I'm the programmer.
Robotics brings in students who like programming and technology and like engineering or electronics. And so they haven't had an outlet necessarily in the past in schools, and I think this is that opportunity for those students who see themselves in that kind of a career or that have those interests to pursue something they love. So you see a whole different group of kids competing here than you would in, say, basketball.